Each week, we close the show with a tribute to legendary historian and activist Howard Zinn. Few people knew and experienced Howard the way our friend Matt Damon's mom did. So this week, we find out what Matt Damon's mom thinks about Howard Zinn.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
A part of your past is the fact that, and we have a segment called A Moment of Zinn, where we talk about Howard Zinn, and you knew Howard quite well. In fact, you were neighbors?
Yes, I moved next door to Howard and his wife, Roz, many years ago. That would be like 1972 or 3, and something like that. And we became very good friends, but Howard and I actually became best friends. And for many years, that's what we said. We were best friends, and we hung out together. Can you imagine hanging out with Howard Zinn? I was a young person really eager to understand many things about politics, economics, international issues and things. And, you know, we just spent a lot of time talking about the world. And I learned so much from him. Howard was really, really critical in shaping me, what I think, who I am. He's a very moral person. He understood that morality was critical in making decisions about things in the world, that it wasn't just that you're smart. He understood a lot of people are smart, but they do many things that hurt others and are bad for, you know, for the world. And he thought that moral orientation was really a key in being a person who was going to move towards social justice and make the world a better place. But Howard Zinn was also somebody who could have a really good time.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about the, you know, were there, you know, backyard deck parties in which Howard Zinn and Matt Damon's mom and a young Matt Damon are hanging out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What's
Howard
that like?
Zinn and Matt Damon's mom and Matt Damon and Kyle Damon, we hung out. We hung out in the backyard. And we cooked out and we sat at the picnic table and we laughed and laughed, because the thing about Howard that you might not know is, of anyone I've known in my entire life, Howard had the most extraordinary sense of humor. A sentence didn't go by without Howard turning into something funny. And he was the most creative person with humor I've ever encountered. And I used to try to study how does he do that, but I couldn't ever understand it. It was so original. And you could just be having a normal conversation and he'd somehow flip it upside down and make it funny and kind of transformational in the process. But Howard never made fun of other people. He didn't criticize other people. Actually, he was a person, an enormously generous soul. He really did not spend time criticizing other people. He focused on the positive. I can't tell you how positive that man was. No matter what, he stayed positive and really believed in people and really believed in social change and really believed that people were capable of understanding what the world needs and making the world better and changing their views if they heard the information they needed to hear. It's enormously positive, but such a fun person to be around. You're always laughing when you're with him, and at the same time, learning a lot.
What about when the boys, like Matt, you know, threw a ball over in his yard, though? Did he keep it?
No, but he actually brought it back. Oh, there's so many funny stories about him. Once I looked out the window, and he was painting his car. He had a little blue Volkswagen, and it had some rust on it, and he had a little can of blue paint, and he was painting it. And then once my son Kyle got locked out of his bedroom, and Howie got a ladder and broke in the window for us. And, oh, no, he played with the kids. I mean, he threw the ball with the kids in the yard. He had a grandson about the same age as my kids, so my kids would go over and play at Howie and Roz's house with their grandson, Will Kabat-Zinn, who's, you know, John and Miley Kabat-Zinn?
I do know John Kabat-Zinn, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Howie's son-in-law.
I did not know that.
So, yeah. So
he's taught me a lot,
Johnny.
I've read a lot of his mindfulness meditation. I took a full workshop on his meditation techniques.
Yes, I have too, and I took yoga from him. And I'm also very, very fond of Myla, his wife. They're a beautiful family. They have three kids, and so our families all knew each other, and there was a lot of love and respect all the way around. But you know, I hung out with Howie. We watched Red Sox games. He was a huge Red Sox fan. So we watched baseball games together, and we went oystering together at the Cape. He loved collecting oysters and cleaning them and steam and eating them raw, and that's something he did every single day he could on the Cape. They had a little house in Wellfleet, and, you know, we just spent, and he's a very cultured person. He loved going to theater. He wrote plays also. He loved going to movies. He loved talking about pop culture, too. So he was a very multidimensional person, not just an intellectual, and many people know him, you know, as a serious radical intellectual scholar, which he was. But he was much, much more than that. And then one other thing I'll mention is that he had the most beautiful way of speaking to everyone equally and treating everyone equally. And that's because it truly came from who he was. So a lot of times I went out to lunch with him, and we'd have these long lunches. Sometimes my husband Doug and Roz were with us. Sometimes it's just the two of us. But we were always talking politics because we were all interested in politics. And what would happen is the waiter, this happened many times. A waiter or a female, a waitress, but I'm thinking in particular of one occasion, would be just, you know, pouring the water and serving the food. But the conversation, because of Howie, was so interesting that the person would be standing next to the table for a long time listening instead of carrying on their waiting job. And it was so funny because eventually Howie would include the person in the conversation. Like, what do you think? And bring the person in, and then the person would be participating. Howie was very well known, so when we'd go out to lunch, many times he was recognized.
Sure.
So it was just people wanting to listen to what he had to say. But he was so inclusive. And even when a waiter or waitress would come over at first, he would look at them directly in the face. He would ask them something, or he'd make some joke or something to make a connection. He didn't just order, you know, a fish sandwich. He connected with the human being first.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.